Now, next up, Belfast City Council is heading for a fresh sex shop licensing storm. The businessman at the centre of a four-year legal battle to secure a licence for a city centre shop called Misbehavin has put in a fresh application. Councillors are set to battle it out at a special council meeting in October, with unionists likely to oppose the application, while it's being reported that the SDLP has already said it will support the sex shop. I'm joined now by the Ulster Unionist Councillor Jim Rogers. Do you support the sex shop, Jim?
Good morning, Stephen. Stephen, look, don't be taking this all out of proportion. First of all, we discussed this...
You're on the attack straight away, aren't
you?
No.
We discussed this last Wednesday night in the Licensing Committee, which I'm a member of, and we decided that we would have a special meeting in due course. We will listen to the applicant and his legal representatives, and if there's any objections, we'll take on board what they say, and then we'll come to a conclusion. But at this stage, the Ulster Unionist Party, we have taken no decision because we want to hear exactly what's involved.
Well, Pat McCarthy is quoted in today's Belfast Telegraph as saying sex shops are a reality.
Well, that's Councillor McCarthy's views. I personally have an open mind about sex shops, but I want to be fair, I want to be open-minded, and I want to give the opportunity to the applicant to put forward his case, rather than jump to conclusions by saying, I'll support it or I'll oppose it.
So you may potentially support sex shops opening up in Belfast City Centre?
Now, don't take me out of context.
Well, I'm not. If you're having an open mind, Jim, then you would potentially support, you might potentially disagree, but you might potentially support sex shops opening up in Belfast City Centre.
What I'm saying, I want to listen to what is put forward, both in favour and against, and also, before making up my mind, I will discuss it with my own party, the Ulster Unionists. I will listen to our officers, who are the professionals, and then I'll come down either in favour or against.
What's your general kind of thrust? I hear what you're saying, right? So you're going to listen to both sides. But what's your instinct? You know, do you think sex shops add to the fabric of our city?
Well, in the Smithfield area of central Belfast, we had a lot of sex shops, many of whom were operating illegally.
Have you ever been in one?
No. Right. There are very...
Why not?
Well, they don't interest me. That's
right.
The simple answer.
Okay.
Now, why, have you ever been in any?
I have.
You have? And what were you doing in them?
I went into one in Amsterdam to see what they were like.
Did you ever go into any in Belfast?
I didn't know what half the stuff was.
Well, why did you not go into any of them in Belfast?
Well, because I didn't feel the need. But when I was in Amsterdam, I walked in. Seriously, Jim, you would need a dictionary. I had no idea. But anyway, do you think Belfast could potentially turn into, the likes of Amsterdam or something? Just like, let's have a sexual
I would sincerely hope not. But nevertheless, this person has submitted an application. It has got to be given careful consideration. And that's how we will operate, both at the Licensing Committee as the Council as a whole.